Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
The information depicted in this podcast is purely for informational purposes only. Please consult your healthcare professional before making any changes to your lifestyle or routine.
Hey everyone, and welcome to the Boost Your Biology podcast. My name is Lucas, and I'm the founder of Ergogenic Health. Together in this podcast series, we will go underground to explore cutting-edge health and human performance insights that you simply cannot search on Google to help you upgrade your existence. So, without any further ado, let's jump into today's episode. Unfortunately, we live in a society that completely robs us of our precious dopamine. What I'm going to do is take a look at the top five ways to boost dopamine levels in the body. So, just a quick reminder, what is dopamine and what are some of dopamine's major functions in the body? First of all, people need to realize that dopamine is all about progression. Now, the link here between dopamine and progression, or leveling up, or excelling, is because dopamine is intrinsically linked with goal-oriented behavior, increasing motivation, and increasing desire to attain a specific goal. And that is why I personally believe dopamine is intrinsically linked with progression. And for me, I consider dopamine as the progression molecule. Now, just another reminder though, dopamine is also incredibly important for maintaining alertness, increasing attention. It's incredibly important for movement and sensory stimuli. And then obviously it also plays a role in reward and pleasure as well. So my number one food to boost dopamine is royal jelly. Now, royal jelly is perhaps one of my favorite dopamine-enhancing superfoods because royal jelly is rich in various B vitamins and other compounds that are known to support and boost dopamine production. Now, you may be wondering, what is royal jelly and how does it differ to, let's say, honey? Well, royal jelly is a yellowish, white, creamy, acidic secretion from the mandibular and hypopharyngeal glands of young worker bees. Now, if we have a look at some of the other biological effects or activities associated with royal jelly, it's known to be a potent antioxidant. It possesses anti-tumor effects. It is anti-aging. It is neurotropic or has nootropic-like properties and is also anti-inflammatory. In addition, royal jelly is also associated with lifespan extension, and this is due to its effects on increasing protein translation, increasing DNA repair, increasing autophagy, increasing mitochondrial function, decreasing oxidative stress, decreasing inflammation, decreasing lipofuscin levels, and decreasing cellular senescence. Now, you may be wondering, how does royal jelly boost dopamine? Well, this particular study was titled Consumption of Tyrosine in Royal Jelly Increases Brain Levels of Dopamine and Tyramine and Promotes Transition from Normal to Reproductive Workers in Queenless Honeybee Colonies. Now, I also want to mention that royal jelly does contain a particular compound I believe it's AMP1N oxide, that can also stimulate nerve growth factor production, so NGF production. And now, as part of a dosage protocol or how to actually consume royal jelly, you can either get it in a capsule form or a powderized version. Either way, they both work quite well. And what I usually do is place a very small amount of this royal jelly just underneath my tongue, you know, maybe in the early morning or perhaps at lunchtime, not too close to bed. And I definitely notice a mood brightening, color saturation enhancing effect. Like, I definitely perceive my environment as more enriching, and there's a deep color saturation effect. And also I noticed just feeling more motivated following royal jelly consumption. And there's also been many other people report the benefits of royal jelly in terms of increasing energy, motivation, and drive. So that is my favorite food to boost dopamine. Number two, we have L-phenylalanine as a supplement. So number two is a supplement that can boost dopamine. So L-phenylalanine is an essential amino acid. We can see the pathway in which L-phenylalanine gets converted into dopamine. So from phenylalanine through phenylalanine hydroxylase to tyrosine, from tyrosine hydroxylase to DOPA, and then DOPA decarboxylase to dopamine. We also do get it shifting and increasing the production of norepinephrine and epinephrine as well. But the reason why I like L-phenylalanine at a dosage of around 500 milligrams to 1000 milligrams, usually away from other protein-rich sources, is because phenylalanine increases the synthesis of dopamine. It does not affect the breakdown, the enzymes that upregulate dopamine. It simply acts as a precursor to provide the building blocks for dopamine. And in fact, L-phenylalanine has been used and deployed as part of a methamphetamine recovery stack, cocaine recovery stack, and things like that. So L-phenylalanine is really useful for increasing and supporting dopamine production. Now, the other benefit associated with L-phenylalanine compared to L-tyrosine is that it can hit the PEA pathway. So it can get converted down to phenethylamine, which is a powerful mood brightener and also is one of the reasons why many people feel bliss and energetic after consuming dark chocolate. So that's another benefit of L-phenylalanine. Okay, number three, my favorite drug to boost dopamine would be phenylparacetam. Now, many people will probably know about the other compounds, the other drug that I like, which is bromantane. But I personally believe that phenylparacetam has a more potent dopamine, a more aggressive approach to boost dopamine. It's technically a stimulant. Now, phenylparacetam is a powerful racetam nootropic that was actually developed in Russia for use by cosmonauts on long space missions. It's a potent stimulant-based nootropic that can enhance focus, mood, and motivation, and is technically considered a psychostimulant. A 2015 patent application for phenylparacetam's use as a sleep disorder treatment says, tests on rats indicated the compound's ability to combat sleepiness and improve motivation is stronger than that of Ritalin and amphetamine. Now, many users report that phenylparacetam stimulant effects are similar to those of modafinil, so it decreases fatigue and improves productivity and social fluency. So phenylparacetam will also be linked in the description down below if you want to purchase phenylparacetam. It's also important to link in how phenylparacetam increases dopamine. This study here was titled Neuroprotective and Anti-Inflammatory Activity of DAT Inhibitor R-Phenylparacetam in Experimental Models of Inflammation in Male Mice. Now, this DAT inhibitory effect is also shared the same mechanism by which, well, one of the mechanisms by which how cocaine can increase dopamine by acting as a DAT inhibitor. It's a dopamine transporter inhibitor, so it can actually inhibit that enzyme. So my number one tip from a lifestyle perspective to boost dopamine would be to avoid watching pornography. Now, this is especially relevant for young men that, you know, find themselves addicted to pornography from a very young age. Unfortunately, this overconsumption of pornography can basically downregulate dopamine receptors and significantly affect dopamine production in the brain, and can actually leave a person, anyone, basically a man or a woman, with lower levels of basal levels of dopamine. So by watching extremely exciting and thrilling pornography, it can spike our dopamine levels to supra-physiological levels and lead to a decrease in basal, our foundational baseline levels of dopamine, which is not conducive to optimizing motivation, energy, and drive. And my final way to boost dopamine would be from an environmental perspective, and that is through sunlight exposure and or sun gazing. Now, this study here was titled Sunshine Exposure Variation of Human Striatal Dopamine D2 and D3 Receptor Availability in Healthy Volunteers. Now, the study documents increased striatal dopamine D2 and D3 receptor availability in the high sunshine exposure subjects in comparison with the low sunshine exposure subjects, which basically suggests that the central dopaminergic system may play a role in the neurobiological characteristics of low mood and/or seasonal affective disorder, particularly during winter months when there's less sunlight exposure. So my practical tip here would be to ensure that we're waking up and getting early morning sunlight exposure. If possible, consider doing some sort of sun gazing. I personally do this when the sun is at a point just above the horizon where it does not damage your eyes to directly look at the sun. Again, this is a very risky practice, but you obviously don't want to be damaging your eyes. But getting some sort of sunlight exposure through your eyes can actually help to increase alertness, decrease appetite, and increase energy levels. So hopefully you learned about a novel way to boost dopamine.
Thank you everyone for joining in to today's episode. For in-depth show notes and lessons learned, visit nofilter.media/boost-your-biology.
This has been a No Filter Media production.
Say what you want.